Some past Christmas afternoon writers and composers by Brother Stuart Cowley Shaw. Brother C.C. Walker. Charles Kirwin Walker was a relative of the John Kirwin who invented the tonic solfa method of teaching sight singing and founded a firm of music publishers. He was born in 1856, a son of landed gentlemen in Norfolk. When he was 13, he went with his father to Australia, where he became a surveyor in the goldfields of Ballarat. In 1880, he returned to England to deal with the estate of a deceased relative. While in London, he was sent copies of the Declaration and the Bible Companion by a relative, Charles Sutcliffe of Haworth in Yorkshire. He accepted an invitation to visit Haworth and witnessed the baptism of two cousins, Ellen and Edith Sutcliffe, at Keighley, then aged 34 and 31 respectively. Brother Rowe of that ecclesia gave Charles a copy of the Town Hall Lectures by Brother Roberts to read. He returned to London via the Birmingham Fraternal Gathering of 1881, where he probably met Brother Roberts. In London, he says that he just had time to call at the Islington Book Depot, where he bought a copy of every available publication to read on his voyage back to Australia. On the voyage, he made a close study, particularly of 12 lectures, and made a solemn declaration that if it shall please God to bring me to Melbourne and allow me to be baptized into the name of Jesus Christ, I will thereafter devote myself entirely and exclusively to his service. Amen. He had already grasped the truth concerning the mortality of man and the falsity of the doctrine of the Trinity before he met any Christadelphians, so there was little delay in Melbourne before his baptism in 1882 at the age of 25. He wasted no time in offering his hand in marriage to Sister Edith Sutcliffe, who sailed to Australia with her sister Ellen. Because he now had a private income, he was able to fulfil his pledge. When Brother Roberts invited him to Birmingham to help with the production of the Christadelphian magazine, he accepted. By then they were living in Daylesford and several children had been born, probably Charles and George and Mary. He corresponded with Brother Roberts for a few years and had one poem published entitled Both Death and Resurrection in 1886. Brother Roberts gave Charles a section of the magazine called The Jews and Their Affairs to edit, and he appointed Charles as temporary editor while he was in New York, trying to rescue something from the so-called sugar disaster. In 1891, Charles became assistant editor, and in 1897 he became joint editor with Brother Frank Shuttleworth, when the Roberts family sailed to Australia. The following year, Brother Roberts died in San Francisco, and C.C. Walker left Brother Shuttleworth in charge while he went to New York to superintend the funeral and the settlement of the estate. On his return, he took over as sole editor and publisher of the works of Brethren Thomas and Roberts. He did not inherit the literary residue of the estate and became proprietor of the Christadelphian magazine until the death of Sister Roberts in 1919. Their daughter, Bertha Kirwin, was born in 1889, but she was not baptised until 1962, after twice being a widow. She died in 1970. Their youngest son, Frederick, was born in 1892, and it must have gladdened the hearts of his parents when they had news that he had met Sister Firth, daughter of Brother Roberts, on his voyage to Australia, and as a result had been baptised in Melbourne in 1925 at the age of 33. Brother Walker is remembered as a very private man, but at home he showed a boyish sense of humour. In his younger days he was dark and slim, but later grew a beard and became portly. He enjoyed cycling, motoring and latterly flying, and also spent some happy hours with his friend Brother E.A. Tipping of Oxford, who went with him shooting, fishing and riding. In 1914, he made his first visit with a small party to Palestine, and in 1923, he visited Egypt and Palestine. He also went to California in 1927. The publishing business was located in his own house at number 21 Hendon Road, Spark Hill, from whence he had a number of his lectures produced as pamphlets. He wrote a number of books, such as The Old Testament Doctrine of Eternal Life in 1906, Theophany in 1929, Jeremiah in 1934, Rome and the Christadelphians in 1923, Thoughts on Inspiration in 1934, Job in 1935, Christ and War in 1939, and Notes on the Apocalypse. He also completed the writing of the Ministry of the Prophets, Isaiah, in 1907, which was commenced by Brother Roberts about 10 years earlier. Short anonymous poems appeared in the magazine as space fillers from time to time, and it's likely that he wrote some of them. He also wrote many articles on a wide range of subjects related to our beliefs and practice, and his Sunday morning exhortations often appeared in print. He wrote three hymns that first appeared in the 1932 hymn book. Deck Thyself, My Soul with Gladness was based on the first four stanzas of the Nine in a Hymn by Johann Frank, which was translated into English by Catherine Winkworth. Another of his hymns was The Evening and Morning We See the Lord Making, set to music by his friend and brother Howard Williams, using a tune from a Mendelssohn sonata. The wording of this hymn, in 291 in the 1964 book, has been slightly altered by the compilers. Another Mendelssohn tune was used for Brother Walker's third hymn, See the Lamb Upon Mount Zion, now 238 in the 1964 book. Brother Walker set about the revision of the 1874 hymn book with his characteristic zeal. The tonic solfa notation and the directions of singing were omitted, as were three hymns and the 10 anthems not set to music in the 1874 book. He added 75 hymns and 9 anthems, along with many new or reset tunes. In these new editions, some of the lines could be understood as supporting Trinitarian and other wrong ideas, and Brother Walker was persuaded to omit one, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, and alter the wording of a few others with the help of a group of prominent brethren. The new words were supplied as loose sheets for sticking over the offending words in the first edition. At the height of his powers, he spoke at 25 or more occasions on Sundays each year, and at his own occasion on the first Sunday of each month, and regularly he lectured at special efforts. He also often spoke at Birmingham Central Bible Class. Not until he was 75 did he curtail this heavy programme. Under his calm and self-effacing exterior lay a conviction that he was right, and a stern will to maintain faithfully those things that he surely believed. He suffered keenly but silently the misunderstandings and misrepresentations that dogged him. Hard, false and cruel things were said of him at times, but he did not strike back. No one can dispute that he brought to his work as a speaker and a writer a good knowledge of Hebrew and Greek, along with other intellectual gifts and great industry. He obviously read a great deal on various subjects and had a highly developed ability to criticise constructively. At the age of 78, he retired as an AB and restricted his speaking appointments. He invited Brother John Carter of Halifax to join him as assistant editor, nominated him to succeed as editor in 1937. Then he handed over control of the publishing business to an association of 9 brethren chosen by himself. He remained as chairman until his death in 1940, following a serious illness. Sister Edith died in 1943, aged 93.